I had a chance when you gave me your cassette to play the whole thing through, and you had it recorded down in Omaha. Tell us about that. I bet that was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I wish I could record, like, for a living constantly.
Well, maybe you can.
Well, yeah, more and more. I plan to do another recording, and I've got some ideas for some later on, but no, how I even came to get to Omaha in the first place is my best friend, Terry Jorgensen. She lives in Omaha and works there and met this guy. I don't know. She's just one of these special people that just knows everybody, okay? So she says, hey, I met this guy, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing I know, they're calling me up and say, hey, we got a deal for you. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So I know what it's like to, you know, at that time I knew what it was like to have these songs and in the back of my mind thinking, well, maybe someday I'll do this and well, I don't know, it costs a lot of money and all this kind of stuff. And I just went ahead and did it. It was a big step and I was kind of nervous, but Johnny Ray Gomez is the producer on the tape, and he's also the producer for The Platters, so he's really very talented.
You bet.
Yeah, and another guy, Mike Holland, at that time was working with him and they put it together, but I liked it because they allowed me a lot of freedom to give my ideas, and they gave their ideas, but I had the final word, and I liked that.
This was all done in Omaha?
All done in Omaha.
Did you use a pickup band?
No. What I did was I no. Wrong again, Chuck. What I did was I gave them what we in the business call a scratch tape.
Okay.
Which I didn't know that until I started doing this, but I'm a seasoned veteran now. I've done one album, so I know everything.